I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, Alabama is getting another crack at LSU, this time with a national championship at stake. The Crimson Tide held on to the number two spot in the standings and will take on the top-ranked Tigers for the BCS championship. Alabama finished second in both the Harris and coaches polls by a wide enough margin to make up for the fact that Oklahoma State was ahead in the computer rankings. That sets up a rematch of two schools that met November 5th in Tuscaloosa, where the Tigers beat the Tide 9-6 in overtime. The Cowboys settled for third in the BCS standings, despite Saturday night's 44-10 rout of Oklahoma. Stanford is fourth, followed by Oregon, Arkansas, Boise State, Kansas State, South Carolina, and Wisconsin. Oklahoma State will play in the Fiesta Bowl against Stanford. Oregon and Wisconsin will square off in the Rose Bowl. Rounding out the BCS Bowl games, Clemson will take on West Virginia in the Orange Bowl, and Michigan will go against Virginia Tech in the Sugar Bowl. Oklahoma and Iowa returning to the desert to face each other in the Insight Bowl on December 30th in Tempe, Arizona. Iowa beat Missouri 27-24 in last year's Insight Bowl for its school record third straight bowl win. Oklahoma also played in the Valley of the Sun last year, routing Connecticut 48-10 in the Fiesta Bowl. The Sooners will be playing in their 13th straight bowl game, but had higher expectations after opening the season at number one. Oklahoma is coming off their loss to Oklahoma State that spoiled any chance it had of playing in a BCS bowl. Iowa, bowl eligible for the 11th straight season, had four wins over ranked opponents. The Hawkeyes struggled down the stretch, though, losing two of their final three games. We'll have that game for you live here on KJAN. It'll be a late-night contest. That's a 9 o'clock kickoff out in the desert on December the 30th. Rutgers will play Iowa State in the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium on December 30th. It's the first meeting between the Scarlet Knights of the Big East and the Cyclones from the Big 12. Rutgers is back in the postseason for the sixth time in 7 years. The Scarlet Knights had their streak of five straight bowl appearances snapped last season. They finished tied for fourth in the Big East. The Cyclones have made only one bowl appearance since 2006. Iowa State knocked off number three Oklahoma State in double overtime to become bowl eligible. Syracuse beat Kansas State 36-34 in last season's inaugural Pinstripe Bowl. South Carolina and Nebraska will play in the Capital One Bowl January 2nd at the Citrus Bowl in Orlando. Both teams accepted their bids Sunday. It'll be the first meeting between the schools since 1987 and the first ever postseason matchup. Nebraska's wrapping up its first year in the Big Ten and has a chance to post 10 wins for the third straight season. The Cornhuskers are making their fourth straight bowl appearance, with their last win coming in the 2009 Holiday Bowl over Arizona. South Carolina is also making its fourth straight bowl appearance, but they haven't won a bowl game since Houston in the 2006 Liberty Bowl. The Gamecocks won their final three games of the season, including a win over rival Clemson in the regular season finale. Northern Iowa will face fourth-seeded Montana in the quarterfinals of the Football Championship Subdivision playoffs on Friday. The fifth-seeded Panthers will play the Grizzlies in Missoula at 7 p.m., a game that will be broadcast on ESPN2. Northern Iowa reached the quarterfinals by beating Wofford 28-21 on Saturday night. Montana beat Central Arkansas 41-14 in its playoff opener. The Northern Iowa-Montana winner will face either top-seeded Sam Houston State or Montana State in the semifinals on December 16th or 17th. In other college football news, Colorado State football coach Steve Fairchild has been fired. Recently hired athletic director Jack Graham had said that his top priority was returning the football program to prominence. He met with Fairchild Friday and again Sunday, the day after the Rams blew a late lead in a 22-19 loss to Wyoming. They finished the season with an 8-game losing streak. Luke Kuechly of Boston College is the winner of the Butkus Award, presented annually to the best linebacker in college football. Butkus presented the award to Kuechly at the Eagles' end-of-the-year banquet on Sunday. Von Miller of Texas A&M, who's now with the Denver Broncos, was last year's winner. Thousands of fans stormed the field and tore down goalposts after Oklahoma State's 44-10 win over arch-rival Oklahoma Saturday night, leaving at least 12 people injured, including one who was airlifted to a hospital. Medical authorities made those comments on Sunday. Michael Othement, who heads the command post at emergency medical provider LifeNet EMS, told the Associated Press that a throng so big took to the field as the game ended. For some fans that were trampled, and one person fell at least 15 feet onto concrete during a wild celebration by Oklahoma State fans. In NFL action on Sunday, Tyler Palco shook off two miserable starts and threw for 157 yards and a touchdown, even though he was briefly lifted for Kyle Orton. And the Kansas City Chiefs beat Chicago 10-3 Sunday on a day when the Bears lost Matt Forte to a right knee injury. Orton came on to start the second quarter and immediately left the game with an injured finger on his right hand. Palco connected with Dexter McCluster on a wild Hail Mary 38-yard pass to end the first half on a ball that got deflected by Brian Urlacher and Chris Conte, giving the Chiefs a 7-3 lead and their first touchdown in three games. Kansas City got a 21-yard field goal from Ryan Succop in the third quarter, and John McGraw intercepted struggling backup Caleb Haney in the end zone in the fourth. The Chiefs also recorded seven sacks, three of those by Justin Houston. In other NFL play yesterday, it was Houston over Atlanta 17-10, Carolina topping Tampa Bay 38-19, Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 35-7, Denver over Minnesota 35-32, New England topping Indianapolis 31-24, the New York Jets beat Washington 34-19, Miami over Oakland 34-14, Tennessee topping Buffalo 23-17, Baltimore beat Cleveland 24-10, in overtime Arizona beat Dallas 19-13, Green Bay edging the New York Giants 38-35, San Francisco blank St. Louis 26-0, and New Orleans beating Detroit 31-17. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Recapping some high school basketball action from the weekend. On Saturday in girls' hoops, it was IKM Manning over Kemper Catholic 52-49. Panorama beat Guthrie Center 73-35. In boys' basketball Saturday, ADM topping Creston in double overtime 63-60. Guthrie Center edging Panorama 43-37. Kemper Catholic downing IKM Manning 70-52. Ogden beat West Central Valley 81-52. Also, the St. Albert at Atlantic and Boyer Valley versus Riverside matchups were postponed on Saturday. In college men's basketball, Doug McDermott had 24 points to lead Creighton to a 76-66 win over Nebraska Sunday. McDermott made three free throws after a pair of technical fouls were called on the Cornhuskers with 9:14 left. Nebraska's Tony McCray was called for a technical foul after he fouled Creighton's Grant Gibbs. Angered by the technical on McCray, Nebraska coach Doc Sadler moved down the sideline and sat on the scorer's table and received another technical. McDermott made three of the four technical free throws, and Gibbs hit both of his free throws to put Creighton up 51-45. McDermott followed with a three-point play to put the Blue Jays up by nine. Nebraska never got closer than seven after that. Antoine Young had 14 points for Creighton, and Gibbs finished with 11. Bo Spencer had 29 to lead Nebraska. In top 25 men's college hoops yesterday, seventh-rated Baylor down Northwestern 69-41. Wichita State upended number 18 UNLV 89-70. While San Diego State knocked off 24th-ranked California 64-63. In the National Hockey League on Sunday, it was Colorado over Detroit 4-2. Minnesota beat Anaheim 5-3. Vancouver a 5-1 winner over Calgary. And in baseball news, the New York Mets are losing the only batting champion in team history. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that the Miami Marlins and shortstop Jose Reyes have agreed to a six-year, $106 million contract. That package includes a seventh-year option that would make it worth $120 million. Reyes led the National League with a .337 average last season, when he also paced the circuit in triples for the fourth time in 7 years. He's a lifetime .292 hitter with 370 stolen bases in 1,050 Major League games. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.